Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the does leads are followed.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicolet Avenue, a city of flame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat upon his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Now they say they're here to uphold the law, but they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chains of ice out now, our city's heart and soul persists. Through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis.
Bruce Springsteen there with with his new song, Streets of Minneapolis. That's Bruce's latest single, remembering the tragedies that happened in Minneapolis. And I thought in this second half we'd have a little bit of a little bit about protest songs of people standing up for their rights. So protest song in itself. So let's have Christy Moore with Victor Jara of Chile.
Victor Jara of Chile lived like a shooting star. He fought for the people of Chile with his songs and his guitar. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. Victor was a peasant boy, barely 6 years old, when he sat upon his father's plow and watched the earth unfold. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. When the neighbors had a wedding or one of their children died, his mother sang all night for them with Victor by her side. Her hands were gentle and her hands were strong. Grew up to be a fighter, stood against what was wrong. He learned of people's grief and joy and turned it into song. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. He sang for the copper miners and those who farmed the land. When he sang for the factory workers, they knew Victor was their man. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. He campaigned for Allende and he canvassed night and day, singing, take hold of your brother's hand, the future starts today. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. When Pinochet took Chile, they arrested Victor then. They caged him in the stadium with 5,000 frightened men. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. Victor picked up his guitar, his voice resounded strong. He sang for his comrades until the guards cut short his song. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. They broke the bones in both his hands, beat him on the head, tortured him with electric wires, then they shot him dead. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. Victor Jara of Chile lived like a shooting star. He fought for the people of Chile with his songs and his guitar. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong.
Shall overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday.
afraid. We are not afraid. We are not afraid to.
The fantastic Shake the Chains project. I loved that project when it was when it was around. Greg Russell, Nancy Kerr, Tim Yakes, and in the middle there, Hannah Martin as well. And in the middle there, we heard Finlay Napier. Finlay will be with us. Will be in Penistone on I think it might be the 15th of March, mid March. Finlay Napier in Penistone. One of the other songs from the Shake the Chains project was one of my favourite songs from that project, and one of my favourite Finlay songs too. This is Building Ships.
There's more to building ships than smashing champagne off the stern, than royals and the crowds and the blaring of the horn. There's someone counting pennies, there's someone needs new shoes, there's someone up the pawn shop buying back their weekend suit. There's more to building ships than nostalgic ache and pride of watching ships roll down the docks and turn into the Clyde. There's 4 men in the hospital, 10 men in the ground, and everyone among them breathe that dust into their lungs. And everyone among them breathe that dust into their lungs. To building ships and shaping steel into a hull. There's labourers and managers flying flags and fighting wars. From the draftsman in the office to the man who welds the plate. And everyone among them should get fair and equal pay. And everyone among them should get fair and equal pay. It's more than building ships, it's their every working day. They stand there on the dockside and they watch them sail away. They There's someone in the government, they want to make their name. They scupper it and cut it, and the unions take the blame. They scupper it and cut it, and the unions take the blame. And they watch them sail away.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that arises at morning.
Degocken, revolution.
I come like the furious tempest that follows a thunderclouds warning.
1969 to 1983.
I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from the north that the oceans await to end.
And so we get to the very last track of our look at Degocken Revolution 1969 to 1983, and it's a live recording from the US in 1983, and of course we had to finish this, didn't we, with a live version of the title track, Degocken here. With the revolution.
And the poem is called Revolution.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that arises at morning. I come like the furious tempest that follows the thunderclouds' warning. I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from the north that the oceans awake to in panic. I come because tyranny planted my seed in the hot desert sand. I come because masters have kindled my fury with every command. I come because man cannot murder the life-given seed in his veins. I come because liberty cannot forever be fettered by chains. I come because tyrants imagine that mankind is only the throne. I come because peace has been nourished by bullets and cannon alone. I come because one world is two, and we face one another with rage. I come because guards have been posted to keep out the hope of the age. From earliest times, the oppressed have awaked me and called me to lead them. I guided them out of enslavement and brought them to high roads of freedom. I marched at the head of their legions and hailed a new world at its birth. And now I shall march with the peoples until they unfetter the earth. And you are your sanctified money bags, bandits anointed and crowned. Your counterfeit towers of justice and ethics will crash to the ground. I'll send my good sword through your hearts that have drained the world's blood in their lust. Smash all your crowns and your scepters and trample them into the dust. I'll rub off your rich purple garments and tear them to rags and to shreds. Never again will their glitter be able to turn people's heads. At last your cold world will be robbed of its proud hypocritical glow. For we shall dissolve it as surely as sunlight dissolves the deep snow. I'll tear down your cobweb morality, shatter the old chain of lies, and catch all your black-hooded preachers and choke them as though they were flies. I'll put a quick end to your heavens, your gods that are deaf to all prayers, scatter your futile old spirits and clean up the earth and the air. And though you may choke me and shoot me and hang me, your toil is in vain. No dungeon, no gallows can scare me, nor will I be frightened by pain. Each time I'll arise from the earth and break through all your weapons of doom, until you are finished forever, until you are dust in the tomb.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Now, on to our next theme, and it is this week's child ballad, which is 208. We couldn't find a version of 207, but we're going on to 208, which is called Lord Eleanor. And this first version is from Shirley Collins, Shirley and Dolly Collins, and this tune, this song, and this tune, this song is collected from Shirley by from Ian Anderson's great grandmother. Fantastic. Connection to the folk scene there. Here is Shirley Collins with Lord Eleanor.
The king has wrote a long letter and sealed it up with gold and sent it on to struck him with surprise, and the next two lines Lord Ellenwater read made tears fall from his eyes. He goes up to his gay lady, the she up and bespoke a grave.
King James, he writes a long letter, seals it up with gold, sends it to Lord Ellenwater to read it if he would. And he's not sent it with just a boy or any other slave, but he sent it with as true a knight as a king could wish to have. And the first few lines Ellenwater did read raised a gentle smile, but the next few lines that he did read caused him to sigh a while. Calling on his stable boy, saddle my horse with speed for me to ride to London town. It seems there is much need. And out and spoke his lady gay from the childbed where she lay. Will you make known your will, my love, before that you go away? Indeed I will, my dearest love, you, my wedded wife. The half of my estate that I leave will maintain you through your life. And I leave to you, my eldest son, my houses and my land. And I leave to you, my daughter dear, £10,000 in hand. Soft in childbed where she lay, and bid farewell, ne'er more to return unto his lady. He placed his foot on the mounting block, the other one on his steed, and the ring from his finger it did burst, his nose began to bleed. And he had not rode but 1/2 mile when stumbling fell his steed. "Ill omens these," said Ellenwater, "that I for James must bleed." As he rode down Westminster Street, a mob did at him rise, and the cries of traitor through the town made tears fall from his eyes. No traitor cried. answer. Indeed, I'm no such thing, for I've fought the battles valiantly of James, our noble king. And up did step a grey old man with a broad axe in his hand. Make your peace, Lord Allanwater, your life is my command. Well, there's £50 in my pocket, divide it among the poor. And the green velvet coat that I have got on will be yours forevermore. Now take my life, old man, he says, his eyes with weeping sore. And he laid his head upon the block, and words spoke no more. As his head fell, the Allanwater ran red as any blood. And his men who looked to the north that night saw crimson skies above.
Dr. Faustus there with Lord Allanwater. That was Child Ballad 208. And I'll just say that before that we heard Shirley Collins with the same song, Lord Allanwater. And I'll just say that according to legend of that battle, there was blood in the water, and that was the first time that the Northern Lights were seen. So that Tim Van Eyken wrote a verse about that. That was the last verse of that song, and Tim cobbled together that last verse through looking at other ballads. So that was Child Ballad number 207. That version from Dr. Faustus. Now, these next two tracks are for Nicky Campbell. He did say that they weren't requests, but they did spark an idea. They did spark an idea, Nicky, because you wanted me to hear the song February, which was written by Darl Williams. You told me about the cover of the song from Joan Baez, but that sparked the idea that I've not heard Darl Williams for a while. So let's play some Darl Williams, and here she is with February.
I threw your keys in the water. I looked back, they'd frozen halfway down in the ice. They froze up so quickly, the keys and their owners. Even after the anger, it all turns silent and the everyday February. First we forgot where we'd planted those bulbs last year, and then we forgot that we planted it all. Then we forgot what plants are all together, and I blamed you for my freezing and forgetting it. The nights were long and cold and scary. Can we live through February? Christmas was a long red glare, shot up like a warning. We gave presents without cards, and then the snow, and then the snow came. We were always out shoveling, and we dropped sleep exhausted, and we wake up and it's snowing. And February was so long that it lasted into March, and found us walking a path alone together. You stopped and pointed, and you said, "That's a crocus." And I said, "What's a crocus?" And you said, "It's a flower." I tried to remember, but I said, "What's a flower?" You said, turning as we drove to the hardware store. My new lover made me keys to the house. And when we got home, well, we just started chopping wood, 'cause you never know how next year'll be. And we'll gather all our arms can carry. I have lost to February.
September. Last I climbed Reunion Hill, I fell asleep on Indian Boulder, dreamed a dream I will not tell. Came home sun went down, when I trained upon the ground. Even now, find their things, glasses, coins, golden rings. Years since that ragged army limped across these fields of mine. I gave them bread, I gave them brandy, most of all I gave them time. My deep, water pure. My streams are fed by mountain lakes. I clean the brow of many a soldier, dousing for my husband's face. And I won't forget our sad farewell, and how I ran to climb that hill just to watch him walk across the valley. Hawk in God's great sky, looking down with God's own eyes. He soars up Reunion Hill. I pray he spirals such altitude. He might just keep our love in view.
Richard Chindell there with Reunion Hill. And before that, you heard Dar Williams with February, two artists that used to work together. And I hope you enjoyed that, Nikki. I'm delighted to say that both artists will be in the UK in the autumn, separately. Dar Williams will be on tour in September and October. Gutted that I'll be on holiday when she's around, so I'll miss her. She'll be in the UK at the end of September, beginning of October, and Richard Chindell will be in the UK in October as well. So looking forward to that. Now let's stay in America for a bit, and we'll have some Kaylin Morrison. Kaylin is coming to Sheffield on the 15th of May. Really looking forward to that. It's coming to Live at Sam's, and we've been looking forward to putting Kaylin on for some time now. So let's hear some Kaylin Morrison.
Of me, you floated down as a leaf faith that's lost its way. But in days to come, I'll lay broken on the ground, just as a dream still waiting to be found.
Sailing to Philadelphia, a world away
time, sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Now you're a good surveyor, Dixon, but I'll swear you'll drive me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois. Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. The morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, a new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear why your stars would guide us here. Sailing to Philadelphia, world away from the coaly tyne. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line. We are sailing to Philadelphia, world away from the coaly tyne. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line, the Mason-Dixon line.
The Pittman Poets there with Bob Fox and Billy Mitchell duetting on the Mark Knopfler song, the Sailing to Philadelphia. The Bob Fox will be on live delivery room on Saturday. Sunday the 22nd. Bob Fox on live delivery room. So if you've not seen Bob for a while, tune into live delivery room and enjoy his concert from the comfort of your own home. Right, I'm going to finish the show with the wonderful Sam Sweeney. Sam's got a lot coming up in this year. He's got a trio tour with Ben Nichols and Louis Campbell. That looking forward to that. And then he's also got a duo tour with the great fiddle player Grace Smith. They'll be in Sheffield in the autumn too. Let's finish with Sam Sweeney and Highway to Warrington. And I'll be back with James next week. We'll see you next week. Look after one another.